Letter number three. It was written in 1940, 6th of January, and it was written by Father Pongratianos. Dear son, your mom has enlarged your passport photo by Balasha, who did a very good job, and it was done by Christmas. The picture is wonderful. It has a beautiful frame, and it is placed on the top of the chest of the drawers next to your mom's picture when she was a little girl. During the Christmas period, we had a lot of guests coming over, and everyone noticed this picture, and everyone noticed the similarity with our kinship. They said, "You look like Oli Bachi, Oli Uncle, I guess, Vici Bachi, and Aurel, who is my younger brother." Anyone could be right about that. Myself, I think they all write about, you know, who you are looks like the best, and I think we can be very proud of that. But after all of that, I'm sitting in my armchair and looking at your picture, and on that picture I can see a cheerful, strong, a sarcastic and superior smile, which you look at me, and that gives me a good reassurance that it will be all right. I hope, even though your journey must be very hard, I hope that you still have a good mood or good humor, and you are looking forward to arrive and you will be strong enough to face the challenges that is await for you. We are so curious and can't wait to hear about your every detail of your journey, and we can't wait to hear about your the first news about your journey. Next week it will be 1 month since you started this journey, and as our calculation one of your letters should be here soon. We are kindly waiting for your to hear from you, but you know we are calm, and we are sure that everything is going to be all right. So during this Christmas and New Year's Eve celebrations, we did our best to resist the temptation of being sentimentalists. I'm not sure if that's the right pronunciation, sentimentalist, about you and we know this, you know, this is not us, that, you know, being sentimental, it's not us, but, you know, it was hard to resist this temptation to be sentimentalists. I hope that makes sense. Christmas night, we had a few guests, Leopold, Bodich, and then after dinner, we had Leonie Gutmann and the Heveshi family. The Bullock family went to Fatsankert, for New Year's Eve they came back and they spent the night with us and Leopold's family. We thought of you when we cheered with our glass at midnight, and we were thinking that where are you in this moment on your journey? What are you doing right now? Pitu, who is, I assume, Istvan, as we sometimes call Pisti, so Pitu, that makes sense, so that's him. So Pitu went to Rahu on the 22nd of December, and from there he went to the Bullock family, and he spent the New Year's Eve at their place. He had a very good time during this vacation, we can say that even though he spent the night with strangers, or spent this vacation with strangers, he still had a good time, and he really enjoyed the nature, and basically bonded with the nature, and it was really good for him to experience this. That's true that you know, his studies is not the best. He's not putting himself really to the task. He had a lot of doubts regarding to his VCE, but now he believes that he'll get through it somehow. Otherwise, our days are quiet. Thanks God, we are healthy, and we don't have any other problem or trouble. We are hopeful and trustful in regards to how the things are developing, and we are hoping that we could stay away from the gun conflict, like the, I guess it's the war, the gun conflict. Our government was amazing in the in a way that they stayed out of the conflict. So therefore, our trust is with them. The Hungarian Minister of Foreign Affairs is in Italy right now, and I think we can be assured that this travel will help our country and solidifies our situation. There is not much news from the extended family. Unfortunately, Metallo, nothing from Metallo either. I thought because of the new year, we will hear from him, them, I'm not sure who that is, but unfortunately we didn't even hear their voice at all. Hopefully when we have the assembly, we might hear from them, the annual assembly. I had a phone call with Mrs. Körner. They are still not in a good situation. I assume this is financially. She was saying that it's hard to let an engineer go, but they are hoping that they could come in February with a boat, and they can, so they can, you know, start their journey in February with a boat. I don't know how much you want to keep in touch here in Hungary with you know, with the extended family. Yeah, that's it. I think he would like him to keep in touch.